The Czech Confederation of Industry has asked the Prime Minister to reconsider planned changes to the Czech Labour Code. The volume of foreign investments in the Czech Republic dropped by around one-third in the first half of 2010 compared to the same period last year. And the Czech Senate's 27 seats, which are up for grabs in October elections, will be contested by 228 candidates. The Czech Confederation of Industry asks Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Thursday to reconsider planned changes to the Czech Labour Code. Speaking after a tripartite meeting between the government, trade unions and employers, the Confederation's head Jaroslav Míl said that instead of two amendments to the code the government has prepared, it would be better to introduce one major makeover to make the Czech labour market more flexible. For his part, the head of the Czech Trade Unions Association, Jaroslav Zavadil, said no changes were necessary. Should the government pursue the planned changes, Czech employees would be worst off in the whole of the European Union. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said the government would hold further negotiations about the planned changes with all concerned parties. In related news, the Czech Labour and Social Affairs Ministry is considering removing all restrictions on time-limited employment contracts. Under current Czech labour law, employers can only offer temporary employment contracts for a maximum period of 2 years. After that, they have to offer their employees permanent contracts. Labour and Social Affairs Minister Jaromír Drábek is now planning to remove the restrictions altogether, although the centre-right government's policy originally only included the extension of this limit to 5 years. The volume of foreign investments in the Czech Republic dropped by around one-third in the first half of 2010 compared to the same period last year, according to data released by the state Czech Invest Agency on Thursday. In the first 6 months of this year, foreign companies invested around 7 billion crowns, or nearly $360 million, compared to 10 billion in the same period a year earlier. A Czech Invest spokeswoman said foreign firms are most frequently investing in IT and software development. Some 4,500 jobs are expected to stem from these investments. The Czech Senate's 27 seats, which are up for grabs in October elections, will be contested by 228 candidates, the news agency ČTK reported on Thursday. That was also the last day for candidates and political parties to make changes to the ballots. On average, each seat will be contested by 8 candidates. However, 12 candidates will run in the electoral district of Karlovy Vary, Western Bohemia, and 11 in a district in Prague. Czech senators are elected for 6 year terms. Every 2 years, one-third of the 81 seats in the upper chamber of parliament are contested. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be overcast with rain showers and occasional storms. Highest day temperatures should range between 20 and 29 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.